If you were listening on Tuesday, you heard our conversation with Pioneer Square businesswoman Joanna Arago, who got fed up with people using the alley next door as a toilet.
As a high traffic area, a lot of drinking establishments, a lot of places to get food, a lot of churches coming down to provide food and beverage, and nowhere to go, nowhere to go to the restroom.
So Joanna Arago built her own outhouse. She was cleaning out the bucket herself. The move was in part to protest the city's inaction. Back in 2006, the city spent $5 million on five high-tech toilets. Some of them went into Pioneer Square, but they had to be shut down and sold on eBay because they were being used for prostitution and drug use. Flash forward to the present day, and the Seattle City Council is considering an offer by a developer to pay $100,000 for a public toilet in Pioneer Square. That's if they're allowed to build an apartment building near Occidental Park that's 10 feet over the current zoning. Plus, there's a neighborhood group that says they'll maintain that toilet. It's called a Portland Loo. Sounds like a great solution, doesn't it? But what about the problems that plagued those million-dollar self-cleaning toilets, prostitution and drug use? Won't they come back? I asked Gary Johnson from Seattle's Department of Planning and Development.
A couple of comments. Great, thoughtful design. So there's louvers on the top and bottom. So, you know, the person using the restroom for its intended purpose has adequate privacy. But there's a lot of transparency. It's pretty easy to kind of see in and see how many legs are in there. And sound passes through it easily. They've done a really good job in creating a facility where you can really have a good idea of what's going on. There's really nothing in it but a toilet. Hand washing facilities on the outside. I think that's another issue that we had in previous attempts, is there would be a bathing and other activities that were going on. It's well lit. The other key in their approach is location, high visibility. They launched their first one a little bit north of Burnside near the Greyhound bus station, because it was an area of great need and with a lot of challenges, and it worked really well there. And so they've recently deployed their seventh loo.
Will the Portland Loo here in Seattle ever be locked, like some of the restrooms in parks are locked overnight?
You know, it could be, but that's certainly an option. But it's intended to be a functional 24/7 facility, and that's the way they operate in Portland. You know, I've got to say, I've gone down two or three times and have staked out the loos and spent some time watching how they're used, and have been really impressed with the breadth of people that use them. They seem to be really working as intended, whether it's a guy on a bicycle or a mom or a dad with a stroller. Another design feature that I think is really helpful is that there's a high-pressure water hose unit that's in the back of the facility. So the maintenance person comes, you know, multiple times a day, doesn't have to bring a lot of equipment, opens this back compartment, unreels a hose, you know, goes in and can wash the entire thing down into the floor drains quite easily. So there's a simple, kind of an elegant simplicity to them.
You know, the portable toilets, the expensive portable toilets that the city bought and then had to end up selling, as you just pointed out, one big difference here is that they got sealed off completely, so private things could go on in there.
Absolutely.
And sometimes nefarious things. And you say these will be more open, so people, they'll be more visible what's going on, although not too visible because it's a toilet after
right.
all. So you think just the fact that they're going to have that level of visibility will decrease nefarious activities like drug dealing and prostitution from going on?
I think that degree of transparency will decrease that kind of activities, the undesirable activities. But I think that again, the location that we've suggested is really a high traffic area. It's sort of convenient to the Pioneer Square neighborhood, but you have underground tour activity and you know, nightclub patrons and sports patrons. It's just a high pedestrian activity place, and that's the reason that we thought that it would be a really good place to start.
Gary, when's it going to go in?
Not certain yet. The mayor is interested in having it installed as quickly as possible. We're really cognizant of the need, and But the proposal with the developer it needs city council approval, of course, and at this point it looks like a required public hearing would be in September. The city council could vote soon after, and then the developer would have up to 6 months after that to install it. We will work with him to make it happen on the front end.
And what about Joanne Urago's toilet that she constructed herself just because there wasn't anything there, so she did it on her own? Are you going to let that continue to operate?
You know, I'm not in a position to speak to that. You know, I've got to say I appreciate the fact that it's heightened the kind of the urgency of the need. So I appreciate her gesture, and we're really serious about responding.
That's Gary Johnson from Seattle's Department of Planning and Development.